Now, I just wanted to give some quick background explanation and retell my experience from my junior year's excursion. The beginning of my interest in sports economics originated from the aptly named Sports Economics Excursion, which was organized by Mr. Curtis. As I absorbed an immense amount of information from our local trip to the Braves Stadium, I also absorbed an immense amount of information from our trip down South Florida. The most valuable information we learned from our tour of Truist Park actually came from our walk around the park. The field is surrounded by a newly built community called the Battery. It contains dozens of restaurants, bars, shops, and most notably, apartment buildings. The goal of this community is to work in unison with the baseball field to maximize profit. Instead of only going to the park to watch a game, then leave, now there's incentives to come early and stay late. Fans can sit down at a restaurant before the game and enjoy a nice meal, then walk 300 feet to the entrance of the field to get their seats. Probably more likely, though, after the game, people can hit the bars on their way out. This booming new area is also capable of housing people who may not even care about baseball, yet still contribute to the revenue of the Battery and the Braves. All this means is that the Braves are benefiting, and it is a large boost for the local economy. Something that we learned on our tour of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium and the Tampa Bay Lightning Stadium is the sheer number of people it takes to run a facility like that. Things that people normally don't think about is that everything that happens in a stadium that big requires teams of people, and that means hundreds of job openings. In the case of the Lightning Stadium, which is Tampa Bay's hockey team, the biggest task is converting the ice to a stadium for a concert every other weekend. No one sits down and wonders how that happens, but in reality, it is extremely difficult. Then you have to think about all of the janitors it takes to clean up and the security it takes to keep everything safe. All of these positions are filled by locals, which simply puts more money into the flow of Tampa's economics.